pause this film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
The Netflix original kind of pivot into Oscar-worthy movies continues in 2018 with the Netflix original streaming movie Apostle, grabbing Gareth Evans, who directed the Raid movies, is a coup. And Apostle stars Dan Stevens from Downton Abbey as the brother who goes to seek his kidnapped sisters from a cult in the turn of the century. So it's a film about a descent into a religious cult on an island off of the coast of the British Isles somewhere in the 1800s via train and ship. And the horror film here is nuanced enough. It falls somewhere in between an episode of Game of Thrones and an Agatha Christie novel, plus Silence of the Lambs, maybe Robert Duvall's The Apostle from years ago that got him an Oscar nomination. Michael Sheen is excellent as the villain, but really it's about kind of like a retelling of The Crucible, but weirder. Maybe the Crucible meets The Shape of Water. Anyway, that's a lot of comparisons, but it's a standalone, unique film. Truly a tour de force, an incredible film that causes you to question how you feel about religious cults, about sea monsters, about the modern sort of deconstruction of missionaries. So it's really a story about, it has its, I guess its spiritual predecessor is the Jeremy Irons movie, The Mission, but it's really a story about missionaries and what it is to go set up an other belief system in a place that doesn't welcome you. And here the metaphor, of course, spoiler alert, is that the sort of female goddess that rules the island accepts their sort of their version of religion and kind of converts what seems to be a ritualed, magical place and turns it into a dark, evil place as they bring on sort of the judgment and the sort of Old Testament-y eye for an eye type of a calculated sort of law and order system to the society. And that structure provides, I guess, the backdrop for humans to take advantage of their roles as caretakers of the spirit world, both in the way that they intersect with the community as, so to speak, preachers, and also in their roles as sort of patriarchs abusing their power and using it against women and children. And so it's a metaphor for both the way the patriarchy has treated planet Earth. It's a metaphor for the way that men treat women through organized religion. But mostly it's just a really awesome horror film. And because it's such, it allows for a lot of readings as a form of art. If you like horror, it's a can't miss.